The nation's largest power company will also be one of the largest solar providers. Duke Energy wrapped up 6 months of shopping for solar projects today and announced it will increase its North Carolina capacity by more than a third. Despite the increase, solar remains a tiny fraction of overall generation. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Duke's Carolina Utilities will add about 280 megawatts of solar energy to the grid by the end of next year. When the sun's brightest, that'll be similar to what the Buck coal plant in Rowan County produced. The company sought out large projects solar developers were already planning to build.
We feel very comfortable that they're very attractively priced.
Duke Senior Vice President Rob Caldwell oversaw the process.
One of our goals was to take advantage of the economies of scale of larger projects, and I think we've seen that. So again, these are going to be very competitively priced.
Duke says the solar farm Strata Solar will build near Jacksonville is the largest east of the Mississippi at 65 megawatts. The additional capacity would have put Duke second in the nation in last year's rankings for utility-owned solar, behind only Northern California's PG&E. But nearly all of that has been driven by private developers, whose power Duke is required by law to buy, and developers were already planning these projects. But Ivan Erlob, executive director of the North Carolina Solar Energy Association, says one aspect of this announcement is notable.
Really, maybe the only significance out of this announcement is the portion, the 128 megawatts that Duke Energy will own.
Duke's Carolina Utilities, which currently own almost no solar, will buy about half of the projects announced outright.
That is the fundamental shift that signals to the market that costs are starting to approach that level.
Erlob says that means costs are falling to a point where utilities are beginning to look at solar as a viable option for their portfolios. Still, even with this generation, Duke projects solar will only make up 4% of its generation 15 years from now. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.